Unit 6. Topic-based writing. The advantages and disadvantages of the human flesh search engine. May 9th. Writing sample. Few things in this world are black and white. One example is the human flesh search engine, HFSE. This is a modern internet phenomenon where masses of people search the web for information about others. On one hand, the HFSE has helped bring people to justice. For example, people have used it to identify those who commit crimes like animal cruelty. They are then punished for their deeds. In one case, a woman filmed herself stamping a kitten to death. Netizens found out who she was and attacked her online until she apologized for her behavior. On the other hand, the HFSE has badly affected innocent people's lives. In 2008, a Chinese student appeared to support Tibet during a protest in the U.S. When the HFSE uncovered her identity, her parents' home address was posted online and they had to go into hiding so people would stop sending them hate mail. In conclusion, the HFSE is a tool. While it can be used for good purposes, I believe some people abuse it and it needs to be properly monitored by law.
Advanced writing sample. Few things in this world appear in simple terms of black and white. Take the human flesh search engine, HFSE, for example. This is a comparatively recent internet phenomenon in which hordes of people search the web for information about others. They then use this information for a variety of purposes. This can be a force for good. One benefit of the HFSE is that it has been used to bring people who have committed criminal acts to justice. In one instance of appalling animal cruelty, a woman filmed herself stamping a defenseless kitten to death with stiletto heels. Netizens use the HFSE to discover who she was, and made her online life miserable until she apologized for her inhuman behavior. On the flip side of the coin, the HFSE has negatively affected innocent people's lives. In 2008, a Chinese student in the U.S. appeared to criticize her government by supporting Tibet. When the HFSE revealed who she was, users also posted her parents' home address online. They were targeted by hate mail and had to go into hiding. To conclude this article, I would say that the HFSE is nothing more than a tool. It can be used for good and also for evil. While it can expose wrongdoers, I believe people sometimes abuse it, and therefore it should be carefully regulated by law.